that you, idiot? Don't scare me like that, you know? I kinda thought you were a ghost. Yes, a ghost. Have you seen yourself? You are completely drenched. And you know, it was a little surprising to get out of my nice warm shower and find you staring at me. You weren't just watching me the entire time, right? Right? Yeah, okay. And I'm supposed to believe you, right? I'm just not supposed to think that you're a pervert or something. Oh, I see. So I'm the pervert. You know, I only have a towel on because I just finished my shower. How's that? Whatever. Never mind. I mean, what are you doing in the girls' shower anyway? Did you get lost or something? Or do you expect me to believe that this is some little weird thing you do? You just walk in on girls showering and you don't think you have to defend yourself, right? Come on, I'm just teasing, but seriously, why are you here? And why are you so wet? Uh-huh. So you forgot your umbrella and you slipped in the rain trying to get here? How can you be so stupid? Are you hurt? What? I'm asking you a question. Hey. Hey. Why are you turning away from me? Can you stop being stubborn for 2 seconds and just look at me? I asked you a question. I said, is your leg okay? Just sit down, okay? And let me see. You scraped it pretty bad. And you hurt your ankle as well, didn't you? I mean, from the look on your face when I poke at it, it's not hard to tell, you know? Just stay strong, okay? I'm sorry. I don't mean to hurt you. I'll try to be more gentle. Has your ankle been swollen this entire time? Did you actually walk here with a swollen ankle and a messed up knee? Can you please take care of yourself? Excuse me? Where do you think you're going? You think you're just gonna go out and be fine? You have a sprained ankle, you know that, right? And I can see you're shivering from the rain. Look, do you not want me to help you? It's embarrassing. How is it embarrassing? Is it embarrassing because you just really hate me? Let me guess. You hate me because I listen to you. Because I'm being nice to you. You know, what's really embarrassing is the fact that you just go out with a sprained ankle in the rain. Then just let me help you. What are you gonna do by yourself anyway, huh? Even if you manage to somehow shower and clean yourself and you can wash up your wound and you're gonna wear the same wet clothes again, right? You don't have anything else. That's what I thought. Well, luckily for you, I have some clean clothes. They might not fit that well, but it's better than nothing, right? Look at me, okay? Just for today, we put aside all these feelings that we have for one another, and you let me help you, okay? Now come on, just grab my arm and I can walk you all the way to your showers. You know if you take too long, you're gonna freeze to death, right? You know when you act like this, it makes me so annoyed at you. You know, when you try to always do stuff on your own, you never wanna ask for help. You just wanna be all by yourself. You know, if you get sick, my days are gonna be so boring. If you don't show up, how am I even gonna survive sitting through class? I'm glad I ran into you. I mean, I can't imagine how long you must have been in the rain, or how much you're shivering, and how soaked your clothes are. It's okay. The water's warm, and it'll help. You know, I can't believe these words are about to come out of my mouth, but can I shower with you? I know it sounds crazy, but do you even see yourself right now? You can barely stand by yourself. How are you gonna clean your wounds or even wash yourself off well? I'm worried that you're gonna fall over and hurt yourself even further. I hate that I even have to say this. You know, I'm worried about you. Just let me help you, okay? Can you take your clothes off for me? Well, we're going to shower, and I'm assuming you don't want to shower with your clothes on. Come on, what's there to be shy about? I mean, are you insecure or something? I can't believe you'd get to go through this. You know, this is like any guy's dream. You get to see me in a stupid towel 2 times in 1 day. Just because you're so pathetic? I'm not wrong, you know? All right. Are you ready? The water's very, very warm, and I don't want you to be cold anymore. You can clean up a little bit. Just warm up before we get to scrubbing anything. It feels nice, doesn't it? The warm water. You know, you're actually pretty cute when you're shy. Actually, really cute. No, nothing. Don't worry about it, okay? It's gonna hurt a little bit, but I promise I'm going to be gentle. I'm gonna start cleaning your wound, okay? Just focus on the warm water and try not to think about it. It's all right. It's all right. I'm sorry, baby. I know it hurts. I'm almost done, okay? What? Why are you looking at me like that? I called you baby. I don't remember saying anything like that. Well, I don't think it really matters. I cleaned you up. Is there a problem? Do you want to be cold or what? You don't have to be in the shower if you don't want to. Or do you want me to say it again? Is that what you're getting at? You want me to call you baby? Is that it? I mean, you do have the cutest smile on your face right now. Maybe I just learned something about you. Something you like. But, come on, you need to hold on to me properly. Like this. You see? You just put your hands right here and you don't have to try balancing anymore. I know it's been a long day, but just try to relax, okay? You're gonna be okay. Hey, my eyes are up here, you know. I don't mind you looking, but you're looking down a little more than I would like. I mean, yeah, I know, but I'm in the shower with a cute guy, and I maybe expected a little more decency from you. Yes. Yes, I do think you're cute. Isn't that obvious? I mean, why do you think I tease you so much? It's the easiest way to get your attention. Hey, That tickles, you know. What do you think you're doing? Are you trying to give me a bath too? I mean, you're not even cleaning me, you're just touching me and grabbing me, and I know it's hard to stand up, but is it really all that necessary? But if I'm being honest, it does feel nice. But you know it's my turn to clean you, right? You need it more after all. I mean, you've been standing in the rain all day. Look at me. You're so relaxed, aren't you? How does it feel? I run my fingers across your skin, making you nice and clean. What, you're all quiet now? All of a sudden, all that confidence you had, where'd it go, huh? What? What? And what happens if I go lower and lower? What was that? What was that little sound you made, huh? I know your eyes wandered a little bit, but I didn't think it'd make you this excited. Yeah? You know, since you're in so much pain, I expected it to distract you a little bit better, but considering how hard you are, I think you were distracted by something else, right? Yeah? And let me guess. This is driving you crazy, isn't it? Fingers running right over that wet bare skin of yours, going all the way down to your stomach, right above that naughty little thing of yours. You shouldn't be so loud, you know. If you make too much noise, they're gonna know what's happening. But I love watching you crumble like this. Under my touch. Your body is honestly driving me crazy. Holding you like this and touching you like this. How am I not meant to want more? Well, do you mind if I make you feel a little better? What? Don't look at me like that. I can tell you want to be relieved. You know, the longer I watched you, I noticed your dick was getting hard. It made me happy. Cause I wanna make you feel good. But I need you to promise not to tell anybody, okay? You can't tell anybody that I snuck into the men's washroom and got in a shower with you. And that one thing led to another, and maybe I ended up giving you a hand job. Only if you want it, though. Your body's kind of telling me that you want it. We need to go soon, though, so let's make it quick, okay? Let me just trace my fingers down. Your body's so warm, you know. And it's so hard. I'll be gentle, okay? Just start gently. Yeah. This is the first time you've ever had a girl touch your dick. That's so cute. You are just so cute, you know that? Such a cute boy. And those little noises. Those little whimpers you make. Yeah. He's so cute. You like how it feels? You like how my hand slides up and down your cock? Lucky for you, we don't have to get any lube. And it's nice and warm, isn't it? Nice and warm. Yeah. And what if I go a little faster? Like this. Giving this cute, cute boy his first hand job. Getting to hear all his cute little moans. Oh, you are so adorable, you know that? Look at you. Kind of pathetic. You're letting a girl pin you against a wall and do whatever she wants to you. To be rough with you. But you like that, don't you? You like it a lot. Yeah. do, don't you? Good boy. Good boy. You're doing so good. So, so good. You like when I go a bit faster, don't you? When I jerk you off so fast and you're getting so overwhelmed. But I can see you, you know. I can tell you're trying not to come just because you don't want it to stop. You don't want it to stop, do you? You know, I'm not gonna let you just edge yourself and try to hold back. I want to make you come. And I'm going to make you come. Even if you don't want to. Yeah. I bet you might struggle a little bit if I go right to your neck. I can leave a few hickeys and mark you as mine. Then everybody would know that you got some action. Would you like that? You know, if you don't come, I'm gonna make it happen either way. And I guess since you're being so difficult that a few hickeys to remember the moment won't hurt. Those will probably be a little dark. And you know, I could feel you trembling under me as I bit down and sucked on your skin. I bet you wish I was sucking on something else, don't you? You only get that if you take me out to dinner first. You're lucky that I was so fucking turned on that I wanted to do something about that boner of yours. It made me really excited that seeing me like that undressed it and excited you. And now you're gonna come for me, okay? I want you to come for me right now. Come for me, okay? Be a good boy. Let all those cute noises of yours out. Good boy. Although now wash up again. We kind of made a mess, didn't we?